Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic that's at the core of all living things, cell biology, the fundamental unit of life. You might be wondering, what makes cells so special? Well, it's because they're the basic building blocks of life, capable of existing on their own. Now, here's the interesting part, cells have some amazing capabilities that allow them to sustain life. They can metabolize, grow, respond to their environment, and even reproduce. That's right, cells are like tiny factories that can make more of themselves. And to do all this, they need to perform some core life processes like nutrition, respiration, excretion, transport, and reproduction. Does this make sense so far? Let's think about this. If cells are the fundamental unit of life, how did we even discover them? Well, it all started with some early scientists like Robert Hooke and Anton van Leeuwenhoek, who used microscopes to observe the tiny structures that make up living organisms. They were the first to see cells and describe them as tiny, box-like compartments. Over time, our understanding of cells has grown, and we've developed the cell theory, which states that all living organisms are made up of one or more cells, and that cells are the basic unit of structure and function in all living things. This is really important, because it helps us understand how living organisms work, and how they're all connected. Now, let's talk about the living substance of the cell, called protoplasm. It's a complex mixture of elements and compounds that facilitate life, including things like carbohydrates, proteins, and lipids. Protoplasm is bounded by the plasma membrane, and it's where all the cell's organelles, like the nucleus and mitochondria, are found. You might be wondering, what's the nucleus, and why is it so important? Well, the nucleus is like the control room of the cell, where all the genetic material is stored. It's responsible for orchestrating metabolism, growth, and division, and it directs protein synthesis. That's a lot of responsibility, right? Let's take a break and summarize what we've learned so far. We've talked about the cell as the fundamental unit of life, its capabilities, and the core life processes it performs. We've also explored the history of cell discovery, the cell theory, and the living substance of the cell, protoplasm. Now, let's dive deeper into the structural organization of the cell. A typical eukaryotic cell has three main regions: the cell membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus. The cell membrane is like a selective barrier that manages interactions with the environment, while the cytoplasm is the fluid matrix where all the organelles are found. And at the center of it all is the nucleus, the information hub of the cell. As we explore the different organelles, you'll start to see how they all work together to keep the cell alive and functioning. From the mitochondria, which generate energy, to the lysosomes, which digest and recycle cellular waste, each organelle has a unique role to play. And that's what makes cells so fascinating. They're like tiny, intricate machines that are capable of incredible things. So, let's keep exploring, and see where this journey takes us. We've got a lot more to learn about cells, and I'm excited to share it all with you. What do you think happens when cells work together to form tissues and organs? That's a topic for another time, but for now, let's just appreciate the amazing complexity and beauty of the cell, the fundamental unit of life.